Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
17 executive orders later, House Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, is giving President Biden low marks after his first week in office, arguing only America's adversaries are benefiting from his executive orders. It's Russia, China, our adversaries who are benefiting, not the American people, he said of Biden's executive orders. China continues to force its will on Taiwan, this time Taiwan airspace on Sunday by flying 15 fighter jets between mainland Taiwan and the Pratas Islands in the South China Sea. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador announced Sunday evening that he's tested positive for COVID-19. Obrador tweeted that he has mild symptoms and is receiving medical treatment. The NFL Super Bowl teams have been determined. The Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be played February 7th on CBS. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With virtually no opposition, we have a new Department of Defense leader. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The 67-year-old Lloyd Austin was granted a waiver that stated to serve as the Pentagon chief. That person would have had to have been out of the military for 7 years. The four-star Army general spent over 40 years in uniform, retiring in 2016. He easily passed the vote in the Senate.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
With that vote, Austin, who once served as U.S. Central Command leader, becomes the first black chief at the Pentagon. Austin also promised to recuse himself from any decision involving Raytheon Technologies, where he was serving on the Defense Contractors Board of Directors. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Defense Secretary oversees the Defense Department and acts as the principal defense policymaker and advisor. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Super Bowl 55 is now set up as an old guard versus new guard in the National Football League. For the first time in history, the Super Bowl will feature a team that is home to the game site, Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Kansas City Chiefs will get a chance to repeat as NFL champions after beating the Buffalo Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers 31-26 in the NFC Championship game to provide their opposition. The win sends Tampa quarterback Tom Brady to his 10th Super Bowl, extending his record for most appearances in the game. With the Bucs win, they become the first team to play in a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Super Bowl 55 will happen February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. The game will also set a record for the lowest attended Super Bowl thanks to COVID-19. Capacity at the 65,000-seat stadium will be capped at 22,000 fans. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Impeachment update with Jeremy Scott.
9 members of Congress appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate Monday night. Impeachment Manager Representative Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania, tells CNN State of the Union. She expects the timeline for the upcoming trial to move quicker than the previous impeachment trial, which lasted 21 days.
I do respect that it is up to the Senate to place those rules. I would expect it would go faster. I believe that this impeachment trial, I hope conviction, ultimate disqualification, are the very first powerful steps toward unity in our country moving forward.
The Senate's trial is scheduled to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
Hey, it's what we do and how we roll, and thank you for joining in on the Freedom Army to make that happen, because that's what it's going to take. An equal, if not even greater, resistance to offset what's being thrust about our country. I mean, I think America is waking up, Phil Hotzenpiller, to the reality that we've had forces no longer existential, but they're living amongst us. What say you?
I say that we're not in Kansas, Bill. Things have changed quickly, and I honestly hope that some people who were voting on the temperament of a person versus the policy are going to come to a stark reality that this is not the kind administration that just is going to be nice and friendly to everybody. This is an aggressive administration that is going to push the envelope as far as it possibly can.
The thing that's amazing to me, Phil, is that everything that I've known about business, have studied about marketing my entire life, and leaders of company and that sort of thing, is that Joe Biden is becoming the personification of the Peter Principle. I mean, coming in and making changes so radically, I mean, it's like, don't even stop to think about the consequence. Just because you have been indoctrinated and conditioned to hate Donald Trump. In fact, I wrote a commentary that is just was just picked up over the weekend. And essentially, it's, you know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? You know, because when you ask people, okay, you know, or you don't even have to ask them, they'll just tell you blatantly, you know, why they hate Trump so much, you know, and I go, or they don't tell you why, they just tell you that they hate Trump. Because when you ask why, they can't seem to enumerate or really even justify this emotion. It's just, well, you know, Bill, I mean, you know, he's such a liar. I mean, and then they start spouting all the talking points that have come over the last 4 years, 9-1, 9 negative, 1 positive. I mean, that's near impossible to report that kind of at that kind of ratio unless it was purposeful.
Oh, this was very intentional. And what's even more frightening is the number of gaps have been picking up his earpiece and microphone and everything from not saluting the Marines to his comment, well, what am I signing here?
Yes.
And so I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to make a prediction that Joe is in some way not the president within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That either we've got an Article 25 coming or we've got something else that just shifts, and that we're going to be not just in a bad situation with old Joe, but we're going to have Comrade Harris leading the ship.
Yeah, it's funny when you say that, when he did make that statement, what am I signing here? I said, when did Radar O'Reilly get into the Oval Office? Right? I mean, this is like a scene from MASH, you know? It's like, don't worry, just sign here. It's okay.
Right. No, it's pretty funny. I mean, and it's pretty sad. I mean, here's an interesting shift, I think, that I'm seeing within the church world. Mm-hmm. And that is, there was a post that was put on Facebook, and it's actually someone who attends our church. Mm-hmm. And she's actually a medical doctor. And she really hasn't been active since COVID, maybe just overworked or whatever. But she made this huge support for the Biden-Harris administration, congratulating them. And I just kind of commented back, and I said, what about sanctity of life? And she got back and went on a long tirade about the temperament of Trump and his aggressive personality. And I just made the comment back. I said, you know, he's not the personality that I would go out to dinner with on a regular basis, probably. But I didn't vote for the temperament. I didn't vote for a nice guy. I voted for someone who I thought could run the country and have policies that were aligned mostly with mine and the Christian values. But I don't see any alignment whatsoever. And she commented back like, well, there's a lot of different ways you can look at sanctity of life. And I'm going, what happened to this human being? Mm-hmm. You know, this conservative, life's important person that I knew for several years. And I think what's happened here, Bill, see, I'd love to hear your comment on this. I think what's happened is this last year has brought out what's really in the teapot.
Mm-hmm.
That you're seeing people, you're seeing a side of people that you never, it was there. You just didn't know it. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I've said from day one that Donald Trump was a catalyst for exposure. I mean, look what happened at every turn. Our government, the corruption in our government, Joe Biden's family, Clinton. I mean, now we're finding out, I mean, from these documents that were just released, which is amazing to me, why they were withheld all this time, from the American people, indicating how deep in the weeds Hillary Clinton was with the Steele dossier and that connection, and how Steele was a double agent for the FBI and Hillary Clinton, and his decision was to side with Clinton because it was his client and the FBI wasn't paying him any money, right? And, I mean, all this stuff comes out. And, yes, and even our own emotions, you know, we're coming down the line. Look what happened also here recently. The Council of Bishops within the Catholic Church. I mean, here you've got the second Catholic president, you know, that some have said, you know, as they comment. And being Catholic myself, born and raised, Phil, they made this comment. They said, well, the president is a practicing Catholic. And I said, he needs more practice.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, with all due respect, and I understand we are working out our salvation fearfully, but in a day-by-day process. But there is no way, I mean, and there are some dioceses that will not serve Holy Communion, the Holy Eucharist, to Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi and other public figures who have made their declaration clear that they support abortions. Well, that doesn't work. You can't fit that in any context, in any doctrine within the Catholic Church and in other churches. Although, like you said, these things are starting to come out. I mean, even within the church, Phil, that the church is casual about these sins. And, as the Bible says, we have lost the ability to blush. We don't blush anymore over our sin. We just accommodate it. The fact that even, you know, and you being a senior pastor as well, and we pray for the senior pastor because we know how under attack you are as a senior pastor, because if the devil can attack the shepherd, then the sheep are going to scatter. And we know from the latest, you know, some of the most recent Barna reports that senior pastors of churches are involved with pornography. Well, if that is the case, again, relevant to exposure, what is this doing in terms of our commitment and understanding that God did say, he called it sin, it is sin, there's no accommodation for it, and and I think it's good that all this is being exposed, because we need to make a decision, just like Joshua said, you know, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's up to you now.
Yeah, that's good. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the New York Times piece labeling Biden the most religiously observant president in 50 years. So
well, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. More from Phil after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You know, that's the call. if you're looking for a revival, you know, it starts with repentance, as we've been talking about. This is most important, and we cannot... We cannot miss the steps that are so critical. Otherwise, Phil Hotzenpiller, who's with us, the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, if we omit a critical step in this process to get to revival, I mean, we might as well be, as Jesus said, you know, that rocky ground where the word of God falls on. It takes instant root, but it can't sustain itself. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I want to just kind of comment on something I really have come to believe because I'm seeing it. And that is, I preached on this in part yesterday, that the church, I believe, as we know it today in America, is going to divide, and I mean the church across the land, into two camps, believing and conforming.
Yes.
And I believe it's very similar to what China has in the, you know, the state-sponsored church and the underground church. And because I'm seeing it. I'm seeing churches that are having positions. I'm seeing theologians and pastoral leaders who are making comments and just folding under the whole pressure of culture, that they are really becoming what I'm calling a conforming group versus a believing group.
Yeah. Well, no surprise. I mean, George Barna, I think 12 years ago when you and I first met, Phil, I was so impressed by the book that he had written about Jesus. And in that, he talked about a biblical worldview. And this is what drove me, you know, to coming back behind the microphone and do a radio show and to pursue the truth with a renewed passion. And no compromise whatsoever, in the words of Keith Green, was that this is what was needed. But in what was so shocking to me was to discover that, you know, in round figures, okay, not exact, but round figures, I'm in the zip code here, around 50% of the senior pastors in churches in America today held to a biblical worldview. And that biblical worldview, as you know, didn't dictate, you know, what university or what theological center you graduated from. They were just basic aspects that you believed in the inerrant word of God, that you believed that Jesus came to save us, that you believed that it was your responsibility to inform others of the gospel, of the good news. So, and there was probably 10 attributes, I think, that Barna used as the standard for a biblical worldview. And they were so academic that it was shocking to think that any responsible or any person that was in that position of responsibility as a senior pastor with sheep under his care, that they would be so reckless in not holding to something as academic as a biblical worldview.
You know, if you go back to the book of Ezekiel, I mean, God talks about the shepherds who basically have that same perspective and his judgment on the shepherds. You go back to 1 Samuel 4, you've got Eli, who's basically a very poor priest, and his two sons are corrupt, and they burn strange fire to foreign gods. And what happened? Well, that was the turning point where the Ark of the Covenant was then shifted from Shiloh into the hands of the Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember that. And God says, I've given my glory over to another nation because of their failure to uphold my heritage.
Yes.
So we see that God sometimes allows things to go because of leadership, and in that case, it would be what he called his shepherds.
Well, Phil, I know that for you, the prophetic has been, it's hard not to believe in the prophetic and see it as an interest. The brothers Issachar were commended for being students of time. And I believe that we're commended and admonished to do as much. I mean, even the children of Israel at the time, the Jews at the time of Jesus, said, give us a sign. And Jesus almost laughed. You have this sense that maybe he laughed at them. I mean, there are signs surrounding them, and they're saying, hey, just give us a sign, and we'll believe you. I mean, even when John the Baptist's disciples went to Jesus and John was in prison, he says, hey, go check him out. See if he's the real deal or not. And then Jesus told him what to report back to John.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lame are walking, the blind are seeing, people are being saved. What do you think?
Right.
Is that a good enough sign for you?
That's good. I like that. And I I think it's also interesting. You talk about God laughing. You know, it's Psalm 2. It's a very prophetic scripture, and it says the nations, you know, they assemble and they said, "Let us break the cords that hold us down." And it says, "He who sits in the heavens will laugh as he brings them to derision." Yes. So God has a good sense of humor at our manipulating situations, thinking we're really in control and we've got all that much power. Yeah. But God can shift things in 1 second. He holds kings like channels of water in his hand. He moves them where he will, he says in Scripture. So there's a lot in there, a lot of meat on that bone.
Exactly. Well, think about the logic of this, Phil. You're driving down the road, and you just say, look, I don't care about the law anymore. 70 miles an hour isn't fast enough. I'm going to do 110.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. So, I mean, there are certain laws, you know, like, and I've often said, you know, people, it's like you want to challenge the law of gravity. Go fall off the roof. Tell me when you hit the ground if the law of gravity is still in play here, right?
Exactly. Hey, Bill, there's a really interesting quote. I want to pick up on something you said a minute ago.
Okay.
From one of the founding fathers about.
Yes, please. Yeah, you sent that to me. Yes.
Yeah, did you get that? And I think it's really, it's a great comment. It says, as nations cannot be punished or rewarded in the next world, they must be in this. By an inevitable chain of cause and effect, providence, which is how founding fathers often referred to God, punishes national sins by national calamities and brings the judgment of heaven on a country. And that was George Mason, founding father from Virginia in 1787.
Phil, let's bring it into the modern era right now. I mean, we are trying to deal with this pandemic. And in this particular case, it's not only a nation, but it's nations. I mean, the world right now is subjected to this COVID. And here we are trying to do everything we can, come up with vaccines at record speeds and all that. And now we have a mutant version of COVID that they are reporting is much more lethal. How does this play into the hands of, or at least the idea that this could be God's judgment?
Well, I think that's an interesting comment because it is clearly something that we didn't expect, clearly something that was coming on an election year where there was a shift taking place in the mindset of America away from a president that was upholding righteousness in many, many ways. Not a perfect man and not a pastor. Let's just be clear here. But I think the scale is setting in my mind. This is a 50-50. This is either God's judgment, okay, or this is just the human factor that we have to deal with as gene pools get more polluted, as we get more avant-garde with our science. So I think right now in my mind, it's at least a 50-50, and I think I wouldn't have pushed it over to the judgment side 6 months ago. But now I'm believing it. We're seeing more judgment out of this.
Yeah, my initial whoa, as they would say, was that it was. But I'm like you. I was reticent to think, you know, okay, let's see how this plays out. And of course, at this particular juncture, it is the generation that welcomed the murder of so many millions of babies that seems to be in the crosshairs here. You know, the younger generation, younger people by and large, not so much. So you could argue, and that's what I was looking for, was, okay, where are the key indices that would, you know, more than suggest that this is judgment?
When you look at what's happening in our world and you look at abortion, the blood's crying out, what, 49 million in the United States, 125,000 per day worldwide. Babies. So let's take 49 million. California,
yeah,
roughly.
And not to mention Joe Biden opened up the gate to support abortions in Mexico, right?
Yeah, and I think you're going to see this year a real push on the FDA making
Phil, we got to leave it there. Out of time.
Hey,
sorry.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
17 executive orders later, House Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, is giving President Biden low marks after his first week in office, arguing only America's adversaries are benefiting from his executive orders. It's Russia, China, our adversaries who are benefiting, not the American people, he said of Biden's executive orders. China continues to force its will on Taiwan, this time Taiwan airspace, on Sunday by flying 15 fighter jets between mainland Taiwan and the Prades Islands in the South China Sea. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador announced Sunday evening that he's tested positive for COVID-19. Obrador tweeted that he has mild symptoms and is receiving medical treatment. The NFL Super Bowl teams have been determined. The Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be played February 7th on CBS. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You tune in to Bill Martinez.
Well, he is America's Money Answers Man, and we're privileged and honored to have him here on a regular basis, giving us insight to, personal finance, because he's the recognized expert, and all glory and honor to the one and only Jordan Goodman. Hey, Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Always good. So, all right, we've got the 46th president in place. What can we expect?
First thing, priority is the stimulus bill. He's talking about a $1.9 trillion stimulus bill to help unemployed people, to help small businesses that need money, to get the vaccinations getting out there faster, to help cities and states. And that's just the first of many stimulus bills we're going to see, Bill.
Yeah, right.
Because the need is so great. And they don't worry at all about the debt that we're going to be taking on. Janet Yellen, who's going to be the new Treasury Secretary, basically said, I don't care about the debt. We just have to spend as much as it takes to get the economy back. So our current debt's about $28 trillion. We'll probably be at about $33 trillion by the end of the year, something like that. But nobody's worrying about the debt at all.
Well, and of course, what's looming and has been looming for a number of years is that nasty I word, inflation.
Could be down the road. I mean, right now, the virus and so on is a deflationary event because there's so much less economic activity. People aren't traveling. They're not going to restaurants. They're not buying things. They're not getting out. So when you have much less economic activity, forced by governors in many cases, shutting things down, that is a deflationary event. And worldwide, that's true. But you're right. When things start coming back, when we get more people vaccinated and we get more demand, absolutely. And I think you're seeing that in Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin is up to about 35,000.
Is that amazing?
A year ago it was 3,000.
Is that amazing?
Up over 10 times in the last year.
And what's going on with Bitcoin? Why has this gone absolutely
bonkers? Well, I think you're
right.
I think it's this feeling that we're devaluing our currency by printing so much of it and by borrowing so much. And this is happening around the world. The European Central Bank, Japanese bank, Chinese bank, just printing money like crazy. And so traditionally people would go to gold, which has happened to some extent, but Bitcoin is the new gold now.
Yeah.
And that's a sign that people want their money in something that's, even though it's electronic, it seems to have more value than dollars these days.
Well, that's a roller coaster ride. I've been watching that, Jordan. I mean, right now it sounds exciting. If you got Bitcoin and it's now up to $35,000 for those that entered early. In fact, there was some story of some guy. I don't know if you saw this. He had, because everything's done digitally, right? He lost his password.
Correct.
Right?
We're talking
billions of dollars that are just out there in the ether somewhere.
That's right. Don't lose your password. Keep backups of it, I would say. But that's true. A lot of people have lost their passwords to their digital wallets, and they can't get it literally millions and millions of dollars. So
I see a new form of cyber thievery taking place.
Yes.
Because if you have that money out there in the ether, there's going to be people that are going to be doing everything they can to rediscover and access those passcodes, right?
This is true. This is kind of stranded Bitcoin, I guess you might say.
I mean, stranded.
I think it could go much higher. Part of the enthusiasm is what they call FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yes.
So people kind of get into it. It definitely has a kind of bubblicious feel to it, I must say, because there is a limited number of bitcoins, about 21 million is the most that could ever be made. So there's some scarcity value to it, but people go into it because it's going up, and that makes it go up faster. Ultimately, that's a bubble.
Yeah, exactly. And so what is boding here is the Jacques Cousteau's of the Bitcoin world doing a deep dive to find this money, right?
Yes. Well, this is what they call mining. You mine bitcoins by using huge amounts of computer power, and you can kind of make things happen that way. Mm-hmm. But the whole rise in Bitcoin, I think, is a sign from the markets that they're worried about inflation in the future. To get inflation, you need what's called velocity, meaning money turning over, people spending, lending, borrowing, and you have very, very low velocity right now with so few people doing things. Right. When you get the velocity up, that's when inflation starts moving.
Exactly. Well, what about the everyday issues for the common man, like infrastructure and jobs under the Biden administration? What are you forecasting?
Well, they're talking about a big infrastructure plan. We clearly need it. We did not get one under Trump. And we have had 4 more years of deteriorating roads and bridges and digital infrastructure and all kinds of things. So we need it. They're going to have a 50-50 Senate, a tie broken by the vice president. And I'm not sure they're going to be able to get massive bills through, particularly tax increases. But everybody knows we need infrastructure, so hopefully we'll do that. All the money for this is going to be borrowed. All of it.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But I think the other way, I think what Trump was trying to do was to engage, what corporate America?
Well, public-private partnerships, they call it.
Right? Yeah, I think that's a brilliant idea to go and make that work. And to me, Trump kind of teed this up, if I might say, for Biden.
Their attitude, though, is just the public sector should do these things. They're not going to wait for the private sector to do things. It's a very different view. Trump wanted the private sector to do a lot of things. I think Biden and Harris are going to be much more willing to have public money spent on all these things, the Green New Deal, all kinds of renewable resources and so on.
But that's easy. That doesn't take a lot of work, I mean, by comparison. And does the Biden administration, do they have a team of people who can interact with the private sector in such a way to get them enthused to participate?
Most of the people that he's brought in, they tend to have been government and academic people, not business people, for the most part. They've been in Washington, representatives, former bureaucrats. It's not, I mean, Wilbur Ross would be a good example, the commerce secretary from the business sector. The new guy is an academic, I think. So it's very different. They don't have an orientation to the private sector the way the Trump administration did.
Well, I see a lot of, what happened with Obama. It was like we entered the world of the theoretical. And it seems like this is going to be the order of the day in this administration as well. A lot of theory flying out there and, you know, empirical data. And after all that we've gone through with COVID, like, oh, you've got to pay attention to the data. You know, conveniently that could be tossed aside because, like you said, people do what they're used to doing.
Right.
And, you know, the academics, they love sitting around having coffee and talking about.
Different. They're going to be in a position of power. Okay.
Well, yeah, we've gone through this before and we paid a big price for it. But I guess the people said, well, we've got more money to spend, I guess.
Well, we're going to borrow more money to spend. Let's put it that way. Like, the whole budget is about $4 trillion every year.
Yes.
So we're going to borrow well more than $4 trillion. I mean, 1.9 is just a little small down payment on what the big one. When you add all the infrastructure programs we're talking about, the Green New Deal, free college tuition, housing subsidies, I could go on and on. There's lots of places to spend money that are not counted in that $1.9 trillion stimulus plan.
Well, I'd keep an eye to see how much is pulled back. You know, what they said they wanted to do, and then the reality of being in office, and also, you know, some resistance where it can be, especially like you say in the Senate. It's not like,
right.
You know, 50-50.
You don't have full control. I mean, you still have the filibuster rule.
Right.
So in some things, they're going to have to get 60 votes, and they've got to compromise and make that happen. They just can't ram everything through with a 50-50 Senate.
Right, exactly. Well, hey, it's interesting times that we live in, and get ready. You know, put on your crash helmets and your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to be, you know, entering, you know, some areas of life that we haven't in the last 4 years.
It's going to be completely different. Basically, the Bidens are trying to undo everything that Trump did the last 4 years, as Trump tried to undo everything that Obama did the previous 8 years.
Well, you would think that, look, you got 12 years of practical experience here. Why can't you hit the pause button and say, hey, what worked, what didn't work? Embrace the stuff that works, and, you know, let's go nuts on the stuff that works. The stuff that didn't work, let's, you know, come up with a better invention.
Well, they may not agree on what works and not. I mean, just to give you one example, in oil, we became energy independent and had a huge renaissance of oil production in the United States. Biden is completely against that. He's going to take federal lands off of leasing.
Right.
He's going to increase environmental regulations, and we're going to have far less oil production, and we'll probably become dependent on other countries again.
One more time.
Is that working or not? Depends on your perspective.
Well, that's not working. Yeah, anything that compromises energy independence. I mean, the first time we were energy independent since, what, Truman?
Right.
And since Truman, I think that was the last time that we were energy independent. So I guess, you know, that happy feeling will go away. Hey, Jordan, we got to leave it there until the next time we get together. I know you'll be full of all kinds of more good news for us. So how can people be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to get emails from your people, Bill, and glad to help them in all kinds of ways.
Jordan Goodman right here. Thank you, Jordan. America's Money Answers Man. Now you know why.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, bringing you today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages. This new year is bringing on a new face of world missions, and it's a hairy one. We're looking for men to join the Tide Yearbeard Challenge and stop shaving for a whole year. This challenge is meant to raise awareness and support for the Tide Ministry. Long beards draw attention, and the Tide has benefited from that attention. Through the Yearbeard campaign, these hairy guys will each have a goal that that will help with more airtime for the Tide Ministries radio programs, broadcasting local languages around the world to help connect people with Jesus. Participants in the Earbeard Challenge can become hairy missionaries by signing up to grow out their beards for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months. To learn more about how you can join other missions-minded men in raising awareness and support for the Tide Ministry by putting away your razor, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
So are you in? You know, like Phil Hotzenpiller said, you know, are we going to be a conforming church, a conforming people? Or are we going to be a people that holds to first principles driven by our faith and that God did really say? And, I, you know, part of what is driving this, as I mentioned in my conversation with Phil, is, you know, it starts a new year. And I don't know about you, if you're involved in a daily reading program or not, but I've done this. And I don't say this in any braggadocio matter. It's not, you know, like I'm claiming some sort of religious superiority of some sort. But I found a long time ago that me without the Word of God, I don't even like being around. You know what I'm saying? It's that. And so it's like, if I don't have the Word of God, and I'm not talking, I mean, I think it's interesting how they do these surveys. I got to bring Adam Holtz on right now. He's the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, but as you were hearing here, regarding the Word of God, you know, there's been some surveys done said, oh, well, if you're in the Bible, you know, 3 times a week, or if you're in the Bible 4 times a week, you know, what kind of spiritual impact it makes. And I'm like thinking, well, forget about the spiritual impact. I mean, Jesus himself said, you know, I don't care about food, but I care about, you know, every word that comes, you know, from the mouth of God. That is my sustenance. And I remember the first time reading that, I go, oh, wow. You know, something about my, you know, my thinking and my, I don't know, paradigm, you know, in terms of consideration of matters and priorities. I want to have that. I want to have and hold to that perspective. Not that I'm there or claim it, but I can just say that, as I said earlier, you know, Bill Martinez without the Word of God, oy, I don't even want to live with him. So it's like, you know, it's a, if I can say it, And hopefully you grasp what I'm trying to mean here. I'm not trying to overemphasize, but it's this desperate hunger for the Word of God on a daily basis that if I don't do it on a daily, I know, maybe the morning I wake up late or something and I don't dive into the Word of God and that doesn't start my day. My day is different without the Word of God as the first priority.
Yeah.
And so I highly recommend, I mean, here it is, it's a new year, and if you haven't started, it's okay. You can still do a Bible in a year. Just pick up where we are, or, you know, get on a program that does a Bible in a year, where you read Old Testament, New Testament, read the Psalms and Proverbs, and before you know it, you've read the Bible in an entire year. You think about people who say they're Christians, Adam, there's probably... a small percentage, probably less than 10% of people who say that they're Christians haven't even read the Bible in its entirety. How can you do that? I mean, that is your, as one of my old mentors would say, you know, that is the owner's manual. This is the engineer of your life says how, you know, it's like getting a car. You're going to read the owner's manual to figure out, you know, what features are in it, what it's all about. And this is the owner's manual, and some have said, well, it's God's love story to his creation. It's that as well. But fundamentally, it is the manual in which is our standard. And if we operate according to the manual, it's going to go better for us.
Oh, that's exactly right, Bill. And I think that we've got to, how do I put this? We've got to recognize that every idea, every bit of information, every data point, all of those that come in have an influence, maybe for good, maybe for ill, maybe in ways we don't understand. And I think about, you know, Romans 12, 1 and 2, Romans 12, 2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the J.B. Phillips translation or paraphrase says, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold.
Right.
And I love that because I think the reality is, I think in our individualistic culture, we really believe that we're the master of our own thoughts and our own ideas and our own beliefs. We want to believe that we're sovereign over those and that we choose those. But you don't have to look very far into sociology and into the social sciences to see, you know, the things we consume influence the way we view reality. And that's absolutely why, you know, we need to be in scripture. And frankly, I wasn't this morning. And it's a great reminder for me that I'm going to get off this call and spend a few minutes in God's word before I dive into my do list. Because all of us have do lists, you know, one way or another, if you're a, you know, if you're adulting at all. Whether you're working in a job, whether you are a parent at home taking care of kids, there's always stuff to do. And I think of Eugene Peterson's translation of Mark 4. It's the parable of the sower, and he talks about, you know, those whose fruitfulness is being choked out. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, but their fruitfulness was choked out by all the things they had to do and all the things they wanted to get. I'm like, boy, that pretty much sums it up, right? If I'm not thinking about what I have to do, I'm thinking about, well, if I just had this, and maybe it's big, maybe it's small, maybe it's a total fantasy, maybe it's something you can go do on your lunch break. But, you know, we think if only I had this, it would all be okay. It's not true, Bill.
Right, exactly. Well, this is all part of, you know, what the culture, how it's influencing us. And as you say, you know, we're challenged not to be a conforming agent. You know, Jesus didn't create the church to conform. I mean, because if he did that, then he didn't, you know, that would be redundant, right? Because the culture is going to push that narrative, supported by the evil one that wants conformity, wants universality. But, you know, God has a different and a clear prescription for his church, that we are to be that light to a dark world. And if we're conforming, we dim our light. It's the rheostat button of our spiritual light is squelched down so that we don't offend people. And
no, that's
you,
exactly right.
And you see, and that's part of the challenge. I mean, everybody is so, so sensitive about being offended that they don't want to hear the truth. And so,
yeah, you know,
go ahead.
You know, when I was in college and I was just starting to think about Jesus, man, I had a mouth on me like you would not have believed, Bill. Mm-hmm. And I had another friend who I just met who had come to Christ recently, and he was sort of in his, you know, hardcore fundamentalist fearless mode, as only in some ways new Christians can be. And one day he came up and he brushed my shoulder. I'm like, what, do I have dandruff or something? He said, no, you had maggots falling out of your ears.
Oh.
And I was so incredibly offended. And I think my friend Tony, looking back, would say he was over the line. But sometimes we have to be shocked out of our complacency.
Right.
You know, we need somebody to literally dump a big ice, you know, container on our head and say, what are you thinking?
Mm.
Come on.
Right.
You know, and when we tiptoe around and we're unwilling to speak the truth to each other, we deprive each other of that. And obviously there are appropriate ways to do that. I think my friend would say he might not do that today, but in the moment God used it, and I still remember it. You know, that was in the fall of 1988. That was however many years ago that was, you know, 40, 35 years ago, 37, whatever it is. And God uses us when we're bold. He uses us when we're willing to be his instrument, and he might prompt us in ways that don't make much sense or even feel kind of frightening. But when we are faithful to what he asks us to do, there's an opportunity for him to work in and through our lives.
Yeah, without a doubt. And if we're not open to that, I mean, the Bible's clear, you correct a wise man, he'll be wiser still. Because they're open to that. And so what does that mean? Does it, you know, oftentimes I find that it comes by, you know, through the route of somebody who's rather annoying. And like you said, and, but it's just that, you know, I maintain God never gave any one person all the goods, and relationship is key. And, and to me, to be able to do that, again, it takes somebody with courage to point it out, and it takes somebody, again, with courage and humility to be able to, you know, say, okay, you know, because I love the story of King David as he's hustling out of Dodge, his son's taking over the throne, and you got this smart aleck on the road throwing stones at him, going, ah, that's what you get, you know, and hold the, and of course his lieutenant said, let's take this guy out, and why are you putting up with this? And David, in his wisdom, says, who's to say that God did not assign him this job in essence, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, we need to be in the Word of God. I mean, back to your point, because it corrects us. It chastens us. It encourages us. It bolsters us. And it's the only thing that does that in that way, you know. Mm-hmm. Fellowship and prayer and other aspects of our faith are enormously important too, but
and especially at a time, Adam, when the question is, did God really say, from Genesis, that question is still there. Did God really say? And also the consequence of original sin that we live out today. But if you have no awareness of it, you know, you're caught by surprise, and then you become like so much of everybody else, and now you're a conforming agent, not one of conviction that we've been called to be.
Right.
Adam, of course, is with Plugged In, Focus on the Family. Check it out, PluggedIn.com, for the latest reviews. We've got Lockdown, The White Tiger, Charming, News of the World. Some good movies there, huh?
Yeah, there are some good things. Come check us out.
You got it. Adam, as always, buddy, appreciate it. You're just such a blessing, pal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.